you know, do what you want to do. Clap. Try not to heckle too much. If you get drunk, table back there. Seem like drinkers. I'm sorry. How did you hear about the show, by the way? You look like new faces.
We've been here a couple times for the normal comedy night.
Normal comedy night. Thank you. The normal. Okay, cool. So how did you hear about this? Did you just... He pointed to you. Word of mouth. See, guys, it still works. I don't know if you're in marketing. You should probably. Anyway, we're going to get the show started. How about now?
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called...
Stab. Welcome. Welcome to Stab. Welcome. Thank you for coming
Stab.
Here to... we're at Luna's Cafe here. This is going to be our first show of the year. Let's hear it for 2018. Happening. We're not dead. So that's good. I'm the host of this show. My name's John Ross. I'm depressed. Are you guys ready to meet your contestants? Are you ready? Okay, good. Well, welcome to stage first. A cute gentleman right there. Please welcome to the stage, Parker Newman. Parker Newman. She was sitting next to Parker Newman. She's a very beautiful lady. Please welcome to stage. Amy Estes. And the guy creeping up behind me, he's sneaking up on the stage right now. Please welcome to the stage, Jesse Jones. Yeah. That was awesome. That was wonderful. Jesse, as you came up, there were people outside with balloons clapping as you came up. That was
rightfully so.
Right. Well, welcome, guys. You guys good? Fiddling with the shit?
Yeah.
Over there? Okay, good. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
I appreciate you guys being here very much. Parker.
Yes.
We've been doing different intros. I want you to say something nice about your neighbor.
About my neighbor?
Your neighbor.
Well, I mean, I've been spying on her for a while.
Okay.
She's
That's
she's good. Very pretty.
All right. Good. Good. All right. Yeah. So, Amy, how are you? Comfortable?
Frightened.
Frightened. I'd like you to say something nice about...
Amy's my neighbor, by the way.
I'd like you to say something nice about Parker Newman.
Newman, Amy?
Fuck you. I'm beautiful. And you've been spying on me. Don't pretend.
No, thought,
your jig is up.
I thought you meant neighbor, like, lives next
like
to you.
Like, literal. Well, that's... Therein lies the comedy. I left it up for interpretation, and you went the direction I thought you would.
Oh, I'm sorry. Amy's super funny, though, like especially for being new.
So. I thought he was going to say a woman. I was getting scared right there. I was like, ooh, wrong climate. good. Well, thanks. Amy, still on you. Say are you struggling to say something nice about Parker?
No. Parker is hilarious.
Thank you.
Is a kind person. Right. Parker has encouraged me after one of my worst sets ever. So I appreciate him dearly. And I keep milking it and bringing it up so he'll tell me again. Like, no, it was
Thank
good.
You.
I've done it like four
it was.
Times. So.
It's a good set.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Keep
still
going.
Working.
Yeah, more. Yeah.
Jesse.
Hey.
Thanks for coming.
Sure.
Again, say something nice about me.
That beard probably hides a lot of scars. The emotional kind, mostly.
Let's play Stab. We're playing Stab. This first category, you'll see we've switched up a little bit. This first segment is called New Year's Resolutions from the Future. Please have composed three New Year's resolutions from 10 years in the future. We'll do one at a time. Go ahead, Parker.
All right. For 2018, or not 2018, 2028.
There you go.
I really need to quit having sex with these new sex robots.
Okay. Very good.
These things are just way too dangerous. My friend accidentally set his robot to blender mode. And I don't want to make that same mistake.
I can see that.
I just want to make love to it. I love the burning sensation in my dick smelling like a panini. Oh, wait. I've just been told that's not a sex robot. It's a toaster. Still going to have sex with it.
Very good. Very good. All right. How's everyone doing? Enjoying the paninis, everyone? Okay, good. How about you? What's one of your... Amy?
Well, first, stop picturing the ooze from Parker's panini dick. That's my number one. But my second one, you've heard about the gay agenda. It's here. It's queer. Get used to it. My goal is to continue forcing my gay agenda on everyone until truly the entire world is a pansexual, transgender, ethical demi-slut.
Okay. Very good.
Sounds good.
Halfway there.
Yeah. Wait, no. Okay, New Year's resolutions for 2028. Be more charitable. Leave at least some power, success, and good looks for the rest of humanity.
In 10 years. Okay, good. Very good.
Yeah. See myself highly.
What's another one that you have, Parker?
I need to just learn and to accept the fact that Donald Trump is our new supreme leader and get used to it.
10 years from
now. I hate going to the healthcare kitchen. You know, it's just so degrading saying, please, sir, can I have some more? What? Please, sir, can I have some more? Yes, but $65,000 and your premiums will double.
Very good. Yeah. You also have an agenda, I see. Amy, what's another?
My next resolution is to learn to create factory items faster than our robot overlords in order to earn enough crypto coin to live peacefully in my housing dormitory.
It's a very grim future for us.
Well, for them. I see quite a bright future ahead. Second would be quit procrastinating. That mountain of fresh-cut powder in my cocaine vault isn't going to dive into and snort its way out of itself.
Very good. I don't know if that's positive, but okay.
It depends on your definition of positive.
And your last New Year's resolution for 10 years.
I hate how political this is, but stop feeding the homeless people at the pond. I think it's pretty messed up that Trump made a law for homeless people where they have to dress up as ducks and lived in a pond.
Oh, that's awful.
But I just can't help wanting to feed them. They're so cute. I love watching their little butts wiggle. But it's not worth the risk of being deported. So.
Very good. Not sure what that meant at the end. But
I don't know, man.
You'll be deported?
Yeah, if you feed homeless people at the pond.
I got you.
Duck. Homeless people. I know.
See. Good job.
Thank you.
Hey, Parker.
Yeah.
You had a really good set.
That quacked me up.
I learned from the best, man.
Very good.
From Amy. Your comedy class, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sign up for that.
I'm going to take a page from China and work on building my social credit by paying my bills, watching less TV, being kind to my friends, stop being a general asshole in order to earn a favorable rating so others will continue to spend time with me.
Very good. Very good. It's optimistic. Turned up. Jesse.
Lastly, obviously, start a new diet. It's cliche, I know, but... I gotta cut back to eating no more than 6 pussies a day.
Very good. That was New Year's resolutions from 10 years in the future.
Okay. At least one of us.
Relatable humor. I love it.
For us all.
Wow.
I'm a little, all right, little more aspirational. I'm looking on the bright side.
That brings us to our next segment. It's a very popular segment in 2018 called the Topical Haiku Challenge. Are you guys ready for the time?
Yes.
Okay. Please have written three haiku in regard to the following topical story. Wife accidentally bites off her husband's testicle in a surge of excitement during an aggressive lovemaking session in Taiwan. The man was holding his severed testicle in a rice bowl when the ambulance arrived. Haiku go.
When you break your phone, you put it in a rice bag. Why not with your balls?
Very good. Very good. Amy, your first of three.
Similarly, please stick it in rice for a few hours at least. It will work again.
Very good. Very good.
Now I really need to... I feel like I need to write another one. Our first ones were all too close, so I'm going to go with a different one. My new first one is titled A Different Mouthful. How quickly a surge of excitement can turn to a gush of nut blood.
Oh, Jesus.
That's good. That's good. Parker, your second of three haiku.
This is actually him before, and the real reason why he got in trouble.
Okay. Yeah. Backstory, good.
Yeah. No, I can't get drinks. I told you about my wife. She will chew me out.
Very good. He's a good guy. Yeah. Amy.
I did not mean to. Your balls are so tiny, and my teeth so strong.
Wow. Good. Jesse.
I changed my mind. I'm just going to go with the one. Do that it. Was like, yeah. So, this will sound familiar. It's titled, Should Have Bought the Service Plan. Not sure your plan here, but this isn't an iPhone. Bowl of rice won't help.
Very good. Very good. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. And you're 33.
Okay. It's dumb. Since that one movie, 50 Shades of Grey came out, girls try to one-up.
That's true. That's true. Very good. Amy?
Forgive my biting. Pass the rice bowl for a snack. I was simply excited.
Very good. Very good. And Jesse?
Third is titled Thai Food Mix-Up. Listen, I don't care. I ordered one ball of rice. Not one ball in rice.
Very good. That was the Topical Haiku Challenge. Very good, everyone. Let's hear it for everyone on stage. All right. Which brings us to our next segment. This was Today Once. We usually open with this, but we put it in the middle for the sake of something. Parker.
Yes.
The segment's called This Was Today Once. On this date, 1888, the James Lick telescope at the Lick Observatory, measuring 91 centimeters in diameter, was used for the first time. It was the largest refracting telescope in the world at the time. Also on this date, 1947, in Trenton, New Jersey, Al Heron passed away at the age of 92. He claimed that he had not slept at all during his life. How did you choose to celebrate the aforementioned events in tandem?
I'm glad you asked that, John. I've been dressing up as Santa Claus and using my telescope to see who is naughty and who's nice. I only give presents, though, to people who don't sleep. So far, the only people who I've given presents to are crackheads.
Very good. That's what you did. Okay, good. Another spying thing. Amy. On this date, the year 2000, the final Daily Peanuts comic strip was published. Also on this date, 1959, Alaska is admitted as the 49th U.S. state. How did you choose to celebrate the aforementioned events in tandem?
I started by doing some ceremonial writing to the powers that be to request that in honor of those who get a hefty tax credit for residing in Alaska, that I be paid to read Charles Schulz's boring-ass cartoons. Next, I went to see my psychiatrist It was only 5 cents, which makes up for all the bullshit taxes I pay to the nanny state that is the lower 48. To celebrate these events in tandem, I deforested parts of Anwar to make a forest of Charlie Brown Christmas trees and hung AK-47s like beautiful patriotic ornaments. When I finished, I raised the ceremonial Linus blanket on the flagpole, dripping with the blood of Inuit people and charismatic megafauna. I gnashed my teeth against some actual peppermint patties as I cheered, "Huzzah for Alaska!" Once I cleaned up that mess, I took the gang to meet Alaska royalty, the Palin family. I gave Lucy the task of psychoanalyzing Trip and trying to understand why the fuck he keeps beating the shit out of people. Sarah Palin tried to show us Russia from her house, but in person, her voice sounds nearly identical to Charlie Brown's wah-wahing teacher. Lastly, I fed Snoopy to a bear.
Oh, very good, Amy. Very, very good. I don't know if you've ever visited the Peanuts Museum in San Rafael. Is that where it's at?
Santa Rosa?
Santa Rosa.
Didn't it just get burned down?
Did it just burn down?
It did.
It has an ice skating rink next to it.
It had an ice skating rink.
Is that what burned down?
That would have helped.
The ice skating rink burnt down.
I don't know. I assume all of it did. I don't know.
Jesse Jones, I guess we're going to keep doing the show.
Might as well.
On this date, 1957, the Hamilton Watch Company introduced the first electric watch. Also on this date, 1888, the first wax drinking straw was patented by Marvin C. Stone in Washington, D.C. How did you choose to celebrate the aforementioned events?
Well, I don't know about you, John, but I don't plan on just being an incredibly talented working stiff all my life. Simply content to make tens of dollars a year writing debatably witty comedy podcast material in complete obscurity. I mean, sure, it sounds like a glamorous lifestyle filled with many sexy opportunities, but let me assure you, it is. No, it's not inventive wordplay that truly drives my soul. It's inventive inventing. But in this miraculous, technologically jittery world of today, what's left to invent? An electric watch? Clearly not. A wax drinking straw? What am I, some sort of beverage wizard? Now, I actually haven't created anything yet, per se. But I figured I'd use the same time-tested technique employed in the development of the electric watch and the wax drinking straw, which is to take an everyday item and add some sort of technology, power source, or previously unassociated materials to it, like combining the ability to tell time with the power of electricity, or the drinking of liquids with the power of waxy suction. So I'm here tonight to workshop some of my latest invention ideas and see what you think. All right, first... and as Amy can see, most of these were written in that corner 5 minutes before the show. So this is real brainstorming, just off the top of it. First would be a wind-powered nightlight.
Okay.
Which I guess is only good for like homeless people. Mm-hmm. And it's already pretty bright outside most. A steak knife made of cotton candy. Which also doesn't seem very... a wish-powered coin purse. So you wish for coins. A leather diaper? No, that's...
I can see it.
That just seems sloshy and chafy. A gas-powered something that shouldn't be gas-powered, like a... windmill? You know what? I think I'm just actually going to stick to the podcast thing.
Very good. That was This Was Today Once. Yeah. Go ahead. See if I care. Okay. This next segment's called Write an Erotic Poem About It. It's about to get sexy in here. Sexier. In here. Please have written an erotic poem in regard to the following person, place, or thing. Parker Newman, please have written a sexy poem, an erotic poem about Randy Newman.
All right. Easy. Okay. You've got a friend in me. deep as a friendship can be. When the road looks rough up ahead, I'll be sure to give you head. You've got troubles. I've got them too. I'm gonna put it in right where you poo. Some folks might be smarter than I am, but I was smart enough to put this all on cam. That's right. Give me your Toy Story money or I'm going to blab to your wife, Randy.
Very good, Parker. Erotic poem about Randy Newman from Parker Newman. Very good. Amy, please have written an erotic poem about Amy Grant songs.
No problem.
Amy Grant is a contemporary Christian artist that crossed over back in the 90s.
I have some things to share about my research for this poem. Might I? There's a Wiki Feet page dedicated to Amy Grant, so just where they admire her feet. She really liked the barefoot look in the 80s and 90s. So.
You're welcome.
I credit Parker and that
telescope.
There's
a Wiki Feet page?
For Amy Grant. Also, Christian stations will no longer play her music as she got a divorce, and that's they don't find her lyrics holy enough. So let's pour one out for Amy.
Didn't she married Vince Gill?
She did. She married Vince Gill, and people suspected that they had an affair. Right. This was a crisis of faith for 13-year-old Amy Estes, who would later on grow up to get divorced. So I guess it all comes full circle. Anyways, let's talk about my erotic feelings about Amy Grant. Oh, baby, baby. Oh, other Amy. You were once on top of the Christian music industry. Your songs make me want to be on top of others. Wee! You put my heart in motion, it's true. But not just my heart, my clitoris, too. You got a divorce, which made you a pariah. Even still, I consider you a Jesus-y Mariah. Your Christmas albums are a staple in many homes. Just hearing your sweet voice makes me want to jump some bones. What of your songs are my favorite? Father's Eyes or El Shaddai? Big Yellow Taxi? Next Time I Fall? It's so hard to choose. I love them all. Your songs are the background of my childhood, my inspiration. And if we're being honest, the soundtrack of some masturbation. It's hard to believe you're now old, age 57, but your sweet dulcet tones still take me straight to heaven.
Very good. That was...
from the heart.
Her first album came out in 1978. We'll play some of it at the end of the show. Jesse Jones, please have written an erotic poem about Jesse Jones.
Yeah. He sits on stage. 10 inches above the floor. Though somehow towering above, imposing, statuesque, and just high enough to offer an eye-level crotch view for all of those daring enough to partake. The mic stand between his legs, his hot breath blowing across the audience's hard black amplificational phallus. His quivering lips delicately brush across the head, sending a jolt of orgasmic hilarity through the sunken crowd. This moment of cold, crisp, early January air briefly shared. I couldn't read my own writing. And just as abruptly, the moment dissolves into the night. His pants suddenly tighter. As are yours. All of our respective spank banks. One shot richer.
Very good. That was Erotic Poems. There we go.
Not yet.
Keep it together, Amy.
No, I'm ready.
This is Amy Grant. This is Amy Grant, yes. Okay. It's almost...
baby, baby.
Okay, that's good. That was enough.
So good.
We're going to get sued now. This brings us to the last segment of this first show. Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. It's called Department of Tourism. Congrats, everyone. You've all been hired as the tourism director of the following places. Make us want to come visit. Parker, the name of your place is Still a Virgin Islands. Still a Virgin Islands.
Okay. I'm an expert. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Do you have an entire YouTube channel? Do you have an entire YouTube channel dedicated to atheism? Are you one of... Oh, fuck. My phone fucked. Are you one of those nice guys who expects every girl to fuck you because how amazing you are? Or maybe you think you're racist superior, even though you work at Best Buy and still live at home when you're 35. Then boy, do I have the spot for you. We have tons of fun activities, such as pretending coconuts are boobs. You can also do things such as telling people to kill themselves because they have different music tastes online. Still a Virgin Islands. When you can't get laid, just lay down and relax.
Very good, Parker. Still a Virgin Islands. Let's hear it for Parker. Amy Estes, shut your face, Atonia.
Are you vegan? A diehard Bernie bro? Have you ever told a woman to smile? Do you think it takes a good guy with a gun to stop a bad guy with a gun? Are rape stats inflated according to your infinite wisdom? Then take a journey to a beautiful place where you can bond with other like-minded assholes and learn to control your least valuable asset, your mouth. Welcome to Shut Your Face, Atonia. Whether you're hoping to make new friends or you finally realize that no one likes to talk to you, we know it was a challenging choice for you to come here. Perhaps some of you are here as a result of an intervention. Relax. You've come to the right place. While you may have heard us called Shut the Fuck Upville, we recently rebranded to help the moral majority and high and mighty Trump voters who are being sent here in droves feel more comfortable. What is Shut Your Face, Atonia? A safe place for you to learn how to do just the things so many of the people in your life want you to learn to do. Shut the fuck up. Just stop talking already. When you arrive, you might notice some familiar people. Every single baby you've ever been trapped on an airplane with. Your homophobic aunt. The man who insists on telling you the race of every human being and the stories he tells. Your 40-year-old friend who still details his nights out drinking like he's 19. And all of your friends who say their out-of-control beastie kids are indigo children. Enjoy our expansive forested land, because if you talk in the forest and no one is there to hear you, it's almost like no noise was made, a gift to us all. Here in Shut Your Face, Atonia, we offer a variety of activities to help you learn to control your words. A sample of our activities include silent marathon training. Yes, you can run without talking about it. How to not own a TV without telling anyone you don't own a TV. Religion, it's your little secret. How to realize that the friend zone is not a thing because women owe you literally not one fucking thing. Airplane flights, shh. Not talking sounds, how to chew with your mouth closed. Social media, no one cares about your cold. And Jesus would slap you for your hateful statements. We also offer advanced courses such as asking other people about themselves, a real cool thing to do. For male comics, how to welcome a lady into the circle outside the club and even talk to her. And male comics 1B, maybe if you listen to women, you'd think they were funny. Prerequisite class, getting a girl to talk to you. Donald Trump, please fucking come here. If you post more than 4 Instagram stories in a day, go to the hospital. White hippies, how to do more than wish love and light. Homophobia and active racism. Are you really fucking serious right now? When you arrive, you'll be assigned your own social skills coach, where they'll teach you to read social cues, pay attention to other people, and show you how to participate in a reciprocal conversation. Cognitive behavior therapy will let you practice things like how to not make every story about you, how to stop one-upping others for good, and how not to overshare to the horror of those around you. Enjoy other therapy options like silent arts and crafts, equine therapy where only the horse has to listen to your bullshit, and a soundproof salt float where it's just you and your own stupid fucking opinions floating in a warm pool. For more severe cases, use of a shock collar can be recommended, where you'll be shocked every time you mention your own keywords and phrases, such as CrossFit or Make America Great Again. Most successful graduates of our program find that living a clean and sober life from their nonstop jibber-jabber leads to them having more friends, to text messages being returned within less than a week, and 77% less eye rolls between other people when they're speaking. So come, don't wait for everyone in your life to tell you to shut the fuck up. Move to Shut Your Face Atonia today.
Very good, Amy Estes. Very good. Jesse Jones. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot.
It's all right.
Flick your bean town. flick your beanton. Yeah.
Beanton, yeah. Are you looking for some place to come into your own? Well, there's no need to beat around the bush. Just stick out your thumb and try hitchhiking south. You'll be tickled pink by all the exciting hidden treasures you'll find in Flick Your Bean Town. If you need to cross the sea to reach Flick Your Bean Town, you'll want to dial the rotary phone, call ahead, and book your cruise. Before you know it, you'll be visiting the little man in the boat. And paddling the pink canoe toward Flick Your Bean Town. Stroll through the beautiful, sprawling gardens of Flick Your Bean Town. Oh, I realized I already used beat around your boot. I should have... should have proofread this. We're going to omit that sentence. Stroll through the beautiful, sprawling gardens of Flick Your Bean Town. Feel free to tiptoe through the tulips. And if you're lucky, you might see the Flick Your Bean Town Theater in the Park Ensemble preparing for their next show. They'll be auditioning the finger puppets for this summer's production. Afterwards, why not visit the Flick Your Bean Town Museum? Whether you'd like to try your hand at finger painting, or you'd just like to see the glistening sea pearl exhibit, you can be sure there'll always be an incredible, sparkling sight to behold. The Flick Your Bean Town Museum staff are always polishing that little jewel. But if you're not looking for a quiet girl's night in, why not take in everything the Flick Your Bean Town nightlife has to offer? After putting on a little lip gloss, why not visit the safe deposit box, Flick Your Bean Town's most popular night spot, where every night DJ Diddles is spinning all the hottest clam jams. And if you're getting a little ravenous from all this excitement, don't worry. In Flick Your Bean Town, it's always Taco Tuesday. When you're not interested in all the trouble of hookupsburg, and you just can't be bothered to roll over and grab your ticket to Dildoington, just let your fingers do the walking to Flick Your Bean Town.
Very good. That was Stab. One more time for your contestants. Parker Newman, Amy Estes, Jesse Jones. Very good. If you want to hear more of Stab, go to one of our many online outlets, the primary of which being stabforgold.com, stab, the number 4, gold.com. Check us out on SoundCloud, Stitcher, and iTunes. We'll be right back with the next show. All right.